Hey everyone, welcome out to the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky official commentary, because we're rolling.
Movie Club.
Movie Club, yes.
We've got a whole bunch of people here.
I'm doing the podcast, so. Yeah.
Universal, if you are watching this with us, we now see Steven Spielberg presents on the screen. This is the very beginning. A Robert Zemeckis film.
Is he on?
Yeah.
Take a minute to introduce yourself. Nick's here, John's
Nick
here.
Nick Nitro.
I thought you said we were going to introduce ourselves.
Sorry.
And then you automatically say who's here.
Shh, quick, what? Before the clocks.
Do you want to do it again?
No. I'm Jimmy, in case you didn't know.
I'm John.
Good job. I thought that was very... Let's rewind that and do it again, because the commentary is on a roll. Oh, and we also have a very special guest. I'm sorry, do you want to introduce yourself too?
Og-Dog.
DJ Og-Dog.
Big Og-Dog.
DJ Og-Dog. A.K.A. my father.
What's up? If you've been watching, first time. Watch clocks. Hey, that guy's gonna fall off that clock. Do you
Crispin
see
Glover, he's a great actor.
Yeah. Look, there's that cat rats. Clock like they had in
Willard.
Kids.
Was that good?
No.
Oh, it wasn't. That's sad.
Too bad.
Thomas F. Wilson, he's a comedian. He's a religious comedian now.
No, the Brown Mansion was destroyed.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means. I hope we find out.
I don't know, but you can hear it very clearly. Like, it's like popping in my... Our cat is in the studio messing with it.
Snuggly Factoid?
Yes.
This movie does take place in 1985.
Yes, it does.
A lot of it.
Which is funny because the movie was actually, you know, shot in 83, 84.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew it was going to come out in 85, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
So.
In other news, officials at the Pacific Nuclear Research Facility have denied the rumor that a case of missing plutonium is in fact
missing plutonium? Who stole it?
I don't know.
Let's watch and find out.
We made too much silence. We can't stop talking.
Yeah,
the movie.
It's a commentary, so we got to comment.
We got to talk.
I know.
Comment. Hey, that toast looks delicious.
How many times is he going to cut it?
Alan Silvestri, he followed Robert Zemeckis around a few times. One of my favorite scores was Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Excellent. What kind of green beans are those? Cowcan?
Cowcan, yeah.
I've never heard of cowcan.
Dog food. I can remember everybody just groaned when that hit the floor. Everybody.
I've never had
that's right.
Cowcan.
We saw this in the theater.
I saw this at the theater. Everybody goes,
Nick, how old were you when you saw this in the theaters?
I don't remember, but there's an interesting...
About five?
There's an interesting story behind that. And
I think I just went, oh...
The interesting story about this is that when I was little, every time we went to the movies, it was always because I was a child. They took me to see something I want to see, and mom's like, "We're going to watch some movie Dad
that
wants to watch." And I was like, "I don't care. I want to watch Care Bears or something, Ghostbusters." And when the movie started, I was like, "This is stupid. I don't want to be here." And I was fussing about. And by the end of the movie, like, I was really starting to really get into it and enjoy it. I had no idea what was really going on, but I really liked it.
There's the plutonium that was missing.
So I don't, you know. But it's one of my favorite movies. So that was, like, one of my first adult movies I saw, or, you know, PG movies.
Very cool.
You seeing this for the first time, did you believe that this mic, this amp existed or not?
Like, sure. Oh, no. To be honest, I saw Back to the Future Part 3 first.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, what a way. That's a bad way
I was
to go.
Little, and my neighbor brought it over.
That's
and
horrible.
I really liked it.
Even though I do like the ending song of it.
By ZZ Top?
Ta-da! He's that plugging in the guitar. I think that's going to be... he's turned that amp way up. That kind of scares me.
This is probably going to be very loud, so we apologize ahead of time.
Yeah.
That's okay. Hey, that's Michael J. Fox, made famous by his guest appearances on Boston Legal last year.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not Family Ties or Back to the Future.
No, or Spin City. Or Doc Hollywood. Or all the other... Oh, my God!
Oh, God, that is loud.
That was loud. That was...
The neat thing about that, I thought that could have been fake, but I went to a concert one time. The Doobie Brothers, they had three of those stacked on top of each other. There's three on one side and three on the other.
Okay.
It looked like a three-story building, and it was those amps that looked that big. So I knew that wasn't.
Yeah.
It was for those. That was for real.
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Whoa. Just like in Ghostbusters, the fire alarm goes off.
Interesting fact about this movie is that in 1984, they originally approached Michael J. Fox to do the role. He was busy doing Family Ties. He could not do it. He dropped out. He didn't even commit to it. They cast Eric Stoltz in the movie. Eric Stoltz was on the film shoot for 4 months. Matter of fact, there are shots of him still in the movie playing Marty McFly. Halfway through, Steven Spielberg was doing production for E.T. or something, like a tour, came back, viewed the cut of the movie, and he just goes, you know what? Stoltz doesn't have what we're looking for. He's not the role. And everyone involved, even Stoltz, was like, you know what? I'm not really feeling the chemistry either. And it's not that everyone's bad. So Stoltz actually asked if he could resign and get his friend Marty Michael J. Fox to do it. And by
did
that,
he film the first one during hiatus from Family Ties?
No, he
but
didn't.
But the second and third ones he filmed after
no.
that work, from one to the other?
Oh. No, actually, he did not. He actually, that was the whole thing. Apparently one of the cast members was pregnant. So he was literally carrying the show because he was the more popular character yeah. now. So he would...
Huey Lewis in the news.
That's right.
And he would...
What was the experiment there? All the clocks were 25 minutes slow. What was the experiment?
Because he's doing the time travel.
That's what I want to know.
You know, they never clearly say that. So you don't. You never know.
I mean,
that's the beauty of it.
Toys R Us, I missed that store.
But well, that's the beauty of this movie. Like, there's some fucking weird shit that Doc Brown has in the background. And
yeah.
That'll be explained in Back to the Future Part 4.
Yes. Or actually, Back to the Future The Ride. That's technically 4. The closest you're going to get.
Yeah, it's been canned over and over because of Michael J. Fox's family health.
This set, you might remember if you've seen Gremlins, you've seen this set. If you've
Look,
seen a bunch
Ford
of
driving.
Classic films, this set has been used in, I think it's on the WB lot. It actually burned down in 1994, I think.
Sad.
Yeah, it is, actually. I mean, the school, I don't know where it's shot at, but I mean.
Don't go this way. Strickland's looking for you. If you get caught, it'll be 4 tardies in a row.
This guy who's playing Strickland used to be in like a bunch of 80s movies. He was in like Top Gun, and then he just disappeared. It's like the guy who played the mayor in Ghostbusters. He was like a character actor, and then he just sort of poof off the filmscape.
That's okay.
No, I like him. He was a cool prick to play. He always fly.
I wonder if he's played Daddy Warbucks in a production of Annie.
He looks like he
might. He should.
He can do it.
Well, can he sing? That's the real. Because, you know, the big.
Most big
song
actors.
Come out tomorrow.
You're a jerk.
Oh, you mean like if they just played it like a straight movie? Okay.
And they spoke the songs.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I love you.
Tomorrow.
It's only a day away. I could be in that.
Thank you for picking that line out of the movie and staring at me directly as you were saying it.
Well, John, I will love you.
Cameo by Huey Lewis, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
And the news.
Well, actually, not the news.
Just
no,
Huey
no.
Lewis.
The news is this band, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it's the band. And then he, yeah.
We the People, Battle of the Bands.
Now, the original storyline for the original script that Bob Gale wrote, because it's really Bob Gale's story more than it is Bob Zemeckis's.
Yeah.
But Steven Spielberg asked for the change, and the change was that when he would do the big concert at the end of the movie, it created such a social change, a revolution, that when he got back, really, the movie ended, the normal ending for this movie ended the halfway point.
Yeah.
Kind of like in the original script for Ghostbusters, the Safe Puff Marshmallow Man appeared at the beginning, not the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so Marty had to go back and correct. So pretty much what ended up being 2 was what the original script for 1 was.
Yeah.
And because they wanted to do a trilogy, they decided to take that storyline and
go back.
The
second one was really neat.
Actually, I thought the second one was... It wasn't as good. The first one has a magic to it that the other ones don't have.
Well, the second one was fun because you went back and relived the first one.
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, that's never been done before. What?
Or since.
That movie, interestingly enough, created a lot of new rules for actors in Hollywood because Crispin Glover and Robert Zemeckis did not get along. And so footage of him in the second movie, there's never been an issue like that before where if the actor is living... And he did not consent to use it because he did not consent to use clips from him in the first movie, his likeness, and they used it anyway. So they had to create a rule just because of that movie for actors when that happens to him.
Yeah.
Crispin Glover got like millions off that because he sued them and won,
yeah.
Or settlement off the court. So
cool. I'm gonna make myself another White Russian.
Awesome.
What are you drinking, Joe?
This is. Actually, my commentary is brought to you by Diet Dr. Pepper, cherry chocolate flavored.
It's gross!
Apparently, I'm the only one that likes it here.
For alcoholics, they need alcohol. I need pop, so I'm drinking that because I sort of my
it's
body...
pop that tastes like chocolate.
With a hint of cherry. with a hint of cherry.
I got to drive home tonight. I'm on the wagon.
You're always on the wagon, sir.
Well, Jennifer, my mother would freak out if she knew I was going up there with you. When I get the standard lecture about how she never did that kind of stuff when she was a kid. I mean,
liar!
I think
it's amazing how many paradoxes that you're going to see that happen in this.
Very good job.
I know. It's and you know what, this is also the first time I'm watching it with the information that Eric Stoltz was in it, because apparently everything that shot without him in it is still in the movie. It's everything with the Marty character they had to shoot around. So this shot, you know, and the only shot in the movie where he's still in, Eric Stoltz is still in it, you can barely tell, is when he's driving the car at the mall, because they didn't shoot the ending yet. So that's the only little interesting. Which is funny, because Eric Stoltz would have been huge if this movie came out instead of Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a movie series, a TV
Who's
series.
Who's Eric Stoltz again?
I'll call you tonight.
Who's Eric Stoltz again? Oh, let Lord. He's more of a character actor now, like he does independent movies. He plays...
Are you in that movie? Well,
yeah, he was. I think he was.
No.
I don't know, I can't... Sean Astin was in that also.
Sean Astin.
The Hobbit?
Yes.
The Hobbit. Harry Connick.
But,
May make you sad.
It's very sad.
I do not get tired of the song.
This is people knock you into this news too. I don't understand, because this is the fucking most kick-ass song ever. Okay. If I had 10 songs, this would be like in the top 5. Just yeah. Don't take money.
Don't take fame. Don't take no credit card to ride this train. It hurts sometimes. Might just save your life.
Hey, that's a tow truck.
Yeah, it is.
Observant you.
Oh, he looks upset.
He is perfect.
Oh, because he can't take the car on the date. I forgot.
Good call, Jimmy. I don't know if that was planned or not. Do you remember the line?
No,
or
I
you did. You're like,
no,
perfect.
Perfect.
Hey, Biff. He now guest stars on Ghost Whisperer.
Right. If you get a chance, go on YouTube and look up his song.
Mannheim's love interest.
Have you seen his song where he did? Yeah, that's so funny.
Born again Christian.
Well, he's always been a Christian. He's all. I mean, he's always been hardcore. Matter of fact, that's why he didn't really sort of disappeared. He only did movies that you know he wanted to really do. He's also a painter.
He's good as a prick here, but he's actually good as a nice guy in Ghost Whisperer. So.
Oh, and he's a very nice guy. Matter of fact, oddly enough, you mentioned that. Ghost Whisperer uses the set of Hill Valley.
Really?
That was burnt down. Yeah. And he works
only
on
they
it.
Call it Grandview.
Well, no. Well, yeah. But it's now
that's the
known
set?
As, yeah. Because it was
Grandview?
Burnt down. It was rebuilt.
Okay.
Yeah, a little, I found that out while I was doing research
on it.
It does
look like a fakey set. I can see that.
Yeah.
Because that's what's underneath the town hall.
It's
the
DeLorean.
All the ghosts down there, yeah.
Michael J. Fox comes out shaking, going, "We must go back to the future."
Amazing.
I know that's
there's
mean.
The
mighty Crispin Glover. I always make fun of
them. Here's the first paradox that's ready to come up. These guys are equals, but because he bullies him, he's like a boss, even though they must be working a job where they're equal. And this will probably be one of the first paradoxes that gets knocked in the shot.
What are you looking at?
Butthead.
Make like a tree.
And get out of here.
Make like a tree, right?
And get out of here instead of leave.
It's make like a tree and leave.
You're right.
Was that two? I think that was actually in two where he actually says that to
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, it's two. That's like my favorite line from the second one.
Afraid I'm just not very good at patience.
Can't be much of a supervisor.
Yeah.
Good father.
Well, that's not entirely true. You
say.
Can be a good worker and just be promoted up because you sort of have to.
Mm-hmm.
I can see just enough resemblance. Of good father. Sarcastic.
What?
Good father. Sarcastic.
Oh, I can.
There's
so.
Enough resemblance.
Oh, yeah.
The last thing I saw Crispin Glover in was the Charlie's Angels movie.
The good one or the bad one?
And the I second mean, one's better.
No, it's
the first
not.
One.
The second one's horrible.
The second one's
except
awesome.
For the TNA of Timmy Moore.
The second one decided
well,
to not worry about
too.
Plot and just just go for the action. That's why it worked.
And there's the lovely Leah Thompson.
She doesn't
right
look so
here.
Ugly right there.
That right there is the original Jimmy Olsen from the Superman movie who plays Marty's brother.
No kidding.
That is him, yeah.
Oh,
Oh. With Christopher Reeve, yeah. Now, the sister is a character actress, but I don't know who she plays or who she is.
She plays the sister.
It's Ugly
Betty.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
It's Ugly Betty. It doesn't look like her.
It does.
Yeah, except that
America
this
Ferrara.
Is 20 years ago.
America,
America Ferrara.
Ferrara?
Ferrara.
Ferrari.
It's Ugly Betty's mom.
You can drive
it must
her.
Be mom, that's it. It's America Ferrara's mom. America Ferrari.
America Ferrara.
American
Mama Ferrari.
Ferrari. Is Ferrari an American car? It's not,
no.
Is it? No.
China, I think, isn't it?
So that makes no sense.
Ferrari? Italian car?
Look at the Diet Pepsi can. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah. Dear God.
And the Bud Light can? I remember those Bud Light cans.
Oh, Bud Light can.
It kind of looks like the regular Budweiser can now.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah it does. Yeah. Chasing boys.
When I was your age, I never. I like it when the girls chase me.
That she dresses the way I remember my grandma and Nell used to. My dad's mom used to dress.
Yeah, she had an outfit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way
I
met your father.
I think the other reason why I love this movie, it's just really cool to see, because they actually do depict the 80s. Because
yeah,
other movies, you know, that you never really want to try to depict the times that you're in,
uh-huh.
unless it deals with, like, an actual, like, year. But this movie nails the 80s so wonderfully.
That was a key plot
like
point.
Filmed plot in the 80s.
Yeah. What, what's that?
Looks like it was filmed in the 80s.
Almost. I mean, weird.
What? Anyway, your grandpa hit him with the car. Aww. And brought him into the house. She's drinking alcohol, too.
Yeah, she is.
I'm like the old Leah Thompson.
I'm not going to follow that up with a response.
Time, right?
What's that?
Sure.
It's supper time?
Yes.
Supper, yep.
Said you're a little early in the morning to drink a beer.
They're alcoholics. No, no. It was the enchantment under the sea dance. Yes, it was. I remember it. I'll never forget it. It was the night of that terrible thunderstorm. Remember, George?
I love his laugh.
Yeah.
Gonna wait for it. He's gonna do it here in a second.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Spend the rest of my life
with him. Too early on the wait for it. There it is.
Do you feel sorry for Leah Thompson right
his.
There? She's in a loveless marriage.
That's her favorite character.
Marty's
George. George,
at the end when he yells at Beth, he's like, "Hey, you,
get your damn hands
don't
over!"
Don't spoil the ending. People may not have seen this.
Oh no!
Oh, I'm sure.
If they're listening to this commentary, they better have seen it.
I hope so.
Because we're going to talk about the movie.
And
wait
you're
for
not
it.
Pay attention.
Marty McFly. No, no. Doc Brown dies. Wink,
cordless
wink.
Boner. Look how heavy that is.
Oh yeah, yeah. The early cordless.
Oh, yeah, and the weird wire cord. Okay, we're getting to the part of the movie where Eric Stoltz's stuff is still in the movie. Which
really?
Another
is
paradox.
Eric Stoltz really?
Here's another paradox.
Stoltz. Twin Pine Tree Malls.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, it took me two times to see it before I caught it. Didn't catch it in the first
Twin Pines Mall, yes.
And this is a fun movie to watch again over and over anyway, so yeah, I mean, it's...
What's the difference? What's the paradox?
He runs over one of the pines.
Watch it and find out.
Wait a minute, what, I shouldn't have just said that.
So if he runs over a pine, the way they call it Pine Valley Mall or something?
It's Twin Pine Mall, and he runs over one pine,
yeah.
That just leaves Pine Valley Mall.
So, yeah. Diego, did you know anyone that owned a DeLorean?
Do I know who owned it?
Did you know anyone?
I'd love a DeLorean.
No.
We saw one when he was picking me up from Cincinnati.
I saw one in the parking lot, like, a year ago.
If you're rich and you're a fan of the
cool.
show, please send me a DeLorean. I would love one.
You can buy them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There are custom shops that will make them for you, and they'll design it like the one from
Back I like the license plate
show.
Out of time.
Yeah.
And it was all about stuff from the 80s. And they went to a shop that... Like, basically builds DeLoreans from ground up.
Oh, the lovely Christopher Lloyd, star of Camp Nowhere.
And Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
And the television show Stacked.
Oh,
to make him, you know, like today's
Oh, my gosh. It was a Preacher Jim, wasn't it?
The Page Master.
And Taxi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Preacher Jim from Taxi.
I know, I was picking his obscure roles that suck.
No, that was
Trek,
when I found out he
Taxi
had.
Was
Star Trek
like
3,
his biggest role.
His there. Biggest role he ever had was Taxi.
Yeah.
Well, actually, this is awesome. Bigger now, but I mean, before that.
He was
that.
The Klingon commander in Star Trek 3, The Search for Spock.
They did a flashback of him when he was in college.
Oh, that was so great.
And
Simpsons ripped took the cue from this.
He used to be straight as an arrow, and then he got high on marijuana time, and he was
gone ever since.
Gone ever since.
Yeah.
And that was one of that show too. His show that he did is because what he did was one of the reasons why they stopped doing live TV. Because he was the first the pilot. Okay. They're doing a driver, you know, a license test because apparently Reverend Jim Christopher Lloyd has failed his, or he never told Louis Danny DeVito. And it's supposed to be, okay, well, here's the plan. Judd Hirschnov and Mary Lou Henner, they'll sit there and they'll help him by feeding him answers, but he's over there. And it's supposed to go,
a lot of big names in it.
It's just supposed to go once or twice, you know. What's the answer? It's like, if the green light, what does that mean? It means go.
Uh-huh.
And then red light means what? And he didn't know the answer to that. So he's like, what's the answer? And initially he was supposed to do it two times and cut to commercial.
Goodyear tires.
He did it like seven times. And Judd Hirsch, yeah, it was funny. And they showed an unedited version of it on Nick at Night one time, and it was one of the best episodes.
In Star Trek 3, John Larroquette played his henchman.
It's like, no one heard my Star Trek reference with Christopher Lloyd. I'll mention Star Trek 3 with John Larroquette.
John Larroquette.
Whatever.
Because Christopher Lloyd is the captain.
I know. I
love how he said it.
I like John Larroquette. He was great in Night Court.
And on Boston Legal now.
Yeah, he's on
Another
Boston Legal now.
Another tie to Boston Legal.
But Night Court, remember Second Sight?
If you're playing 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, keep in mind
that
John Larroquette
and... That should be movie we should watch sometime. That's a weird movie.
Michael J. Fox are both on Boston Legal.
Well, I didn't know he'd been on Boston Legal.
What?
I didn't know Michael J. Fox had been
he
on Boston
He did a whole reoccurring role for a while. He played a guy dying of cancer. He ended up dying on the show after like 8 episodes. He got engaged to one of the female characters first. Ah, fire!
That's a great cue, also.
Yeah.
Now, why 88? What made them choose 88?
It's just Bob Gale just likes the number. They never really said that.
Because I've driven 88 miles an hour and my car didn't go back in time.
You didn't have the flux capacitor in your back seat.
I had one made out of cardboard.
The important question is, where
in the hell are they?
Where
the hell? What?
Where?
I set him into the future.
You know, it's funny that Einstein is the time traveler, and Einstein had the theory of relativity about time and stuff.
Originally, he was a chimpanzee in the original script. Thank God. No, fucking thank God they changed that shit.
Then Jay and Silent Bob showed up and taught the chimpanzee how to smoke weed, so he couldn't do the film anymore.
Why would you teach a chimp how to smoke? Because it's cool, duh.
Why do you want to get a monkey to teach you how to smoke, duh? Besides, 8.7 gigawatts! That's a commercial for the DeLorean. The famous steel construction. Uh-oh.
We hung up.
Dr. E. Brown Enterprises.
We're watching the
movie. That is a, hey, I mean, if that happens, that happens.
You know what that says?
Dr. Mm-hmm. E. Brown Enterprises.
Yep.
Or Dre Brown Enterprises. Is Dr.
Ding,
Dre?
Ding,
is this a conspiracy?
Ding, ding, ding.
Dr. Dre. Uh-huh.
There we go, Jimmy. That's a parody song for you. Write a song like a Dr. Dre song, but Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, that'd be awesome. Yo, whack to the future. Go. Mm.
Or not. What causes
the
car to be
off? Future, the next car goes into the past. I don't remember being all frosted up like that.
They fail to...
Yeah, I think this is the only time it gets frozen. I think the rest of the time travel, it's fine.
Yeah, that's a good point. So
maybe he tweaks.
I mean, you've caught a continuity flaw.
No, he tweaks it.
I guess I let the cat out of the bag on that one.
He tweaks it right now. Well, the camera's the other way. Dr. Brown makes one small adjustment that keeps it from freezing.
There's going to be a music cue that comes up here pretty soon that I absolutely adore. Dun dun. Dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. First,
you turn the time circuits on. Okay, I got it. They're on.
I love that little sound effect, too.
Yeah.
This readout tells you where you're going. This one tells you where you are. This one tells you where you were.
Excellent.
You can put
excellent.
Your destination time on this keypad. Say you want to see the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
July 4th, 1776? That's not true. Christ was not born in December. In the year 00. The years got off, and they decided he was born, what, April was the more likely birth date? December was because it was a pagan holiday, and the church decided to take it for its own.
Who knows?
We watched that. Oh, you did, might have not paid much attention. Watch that History Channel special on Christmas.
Yeah, you're right.
I was standing on the edge of my toilet, hanging a clock. The porcelain was wet. I slipped, hit my head on the edge of the sink. And when I came to, I had a revelation. A vision.
Eureka.
A picture in my head. A picture of this.
Christopher Lloyd is amazing. Is
the flux capacitor.
Yeah.
It's taken me almost 30 years of my entire family fortune to realize the vision of that day. God, has it been that long?
JCPenney in the background.
Yeah, they're
product
not really
placement. Product placement.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the zoom in on the Goodyear tires right before they sped out?
Old Man Peabody on all of this.
Who was Old Man Peabody?
We shall find out.
Was he the little guy with the dog?
The pine trees. Twin pines. Whoa.
This is heavy duty, Doc. This is great.
It is heavy duty.
Does it run on regular unleaded gasoline?
No, it doesn't.
I love the fact, too. I remember watching 2 or 3, or especially 3, because it was, like, the 90s, like, 93. By that point, it's not really the 80s anymore, but he's, like, still saying, like, 80, like these 80s phrases. It's so funny.
Under Dr. E. Brown Enterprises, I just read what says 24-hour scientific services. So who would need a scientist in 24 hours? Like, I have a science emergency at 2:30 in the morning. I'm going to call Dr. Eddie Brown.
I have no idea. That's a good... That's actually
I want to know what baking soda and vinegar do. Come over right now. It's 2:30.
I want to know
he
how...
He can travel back in time. Anytime.
Oh.
Back in time.
Maybe that's the 24-hour reference. I don't know.
Tell me, doctor.
There's the illegal plutonium.
How much he's got?
I know. That's a lot of plutonium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by those standards, today that's
Luke,
a very small amount. I have that
am
in my
your
back pocket,
father.
La
la la why.
So is that heavy water?
Yes.
I've always wondered about that.
That's a... No, I don't know what hell I was going to say.
1940s.
This is also the only time he puts on the suit to put in the plutonium.
Yeah.
Well, it's also the only time they use plutonium, isn't it? They always find another way around it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because
he does the electric wire.
He gets in the future.
The lightning strike.
Fusion. Mr.
Yeah.
Fusion.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, that's the only piece of the car that's still, the actual car that's still left. Because when they literally, Robert Zemeckis really hated the Back to the Future movies by the end of the third one, they literally destroyed it.
Yeah.
And so Bob Gale looked at the Mr. Fusion, he's like, I want that. And he went to the prop department, he's like, listen, I know filming's done, but could you make this into something? And so they made it into a lamp for him. It sits on his desk still.
That's funny.
Here's the music cue.
Done.
Here he goes. JVC camera. Nice.
You're saying Eric Stoltz when we come up there in these shots.
Yeah, when he gets into the when he gets into the car.
Mm-hmm.
When Marty gets into the car.
Yep.
Historic journey.
What am I thinking of? I almost forgot to bring the extra plutonium. How did I ever expect to get back? One pellet, one trip. I must be out of my mind.
He is out of his mind.
What is it I eat?
Uh-oh, here come the bad guys. They don't like him.
They found me.
Oh, my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Look, hard body! Who? Who do you think? The Libyans!
The what?
You know, I really didn't understand this probably until about 10 years ago. You know, the Libyans, I didn't get that.
The Libyans.
I knew he took something from them, but I didn't understand, like, the significance of it. Back in the 80s.
That's not how they would have come in. In one van with one gun. Oh, this is when Doc dies.
Thank you for ruining that.
You're welcome.
You know I did that earlier.
It's about to die. He's about to die. Even though he put up his hands and threw away his gun, they should have killed him. He's dead.
Wow.
He's dead.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No. Why does he hesitate so that Marty can outrun the gun? Uh-oh. He hesitates again, giving him plenty of time. Oh, night watch.
Run, idiot.
Yay. Oh, poor Doc Brown. Now Marty's in the DeLorean. So this is Eric Stoltz. That was Eric Stoltz,
yes.
Too?
Yes, that was.
Okay. That's Marty McFly.
That's Marty McFly. Okay, that right there, Eric
Stoltz.
That's
Eric Stoltz? I couldn't even tell. He didn't have
closely,
a stunt driver?
No, he didn't. He really drove in these scenes.
But they made Michael J. Fox have a stunt driver, didn't they?
No, they didn't have need to because the stuff was already shot.
Oh. But in other scenes? I guess not. You're right.
Yeah.
Eric Stoltz was the stunt driver. Did they credit Eric Stoltz as Michael J. Fox's stunt double in this movie?
They
should have.
No, they did, though. Well, no, when he resigned, he actually asked that his name be taken off the movie.
It sucks. He should have cut.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that he knew it wasn't right. You know, I think everyone made the right decision.
He's got to get up to 88. Hit the gas pedal harder, Marty. Really great theme, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
A rocket launcher. That's fucking awesome. He forgot about the time travel.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. 85. I think it just dawned on him. He hit a scarecrow. That was a little cheesy.
Oh, but it's still hilarious.
Yeah. I don't remember the car crash being that cheesy. Now, that farmhouse was Houston Signs. No, I just made that up.
That up.
It sounded legitimate for a second.
Superman Returns.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is in the original Superman movie.
Right. Okay, it looks a little frost, but I can't make it up.
Okay.
Maybe it's because he's using the plutonium. That's why it's frosted. So when they switch over from the plutonium, Mr. Fusion doesn't need to frost it over.
Yeah.
Interesting that the DeLorean looks like the spaceship in that comic. What are the odds that
they
would be carrying?
They designed it to look like a spaceship, actually.
But
yeah,
what would be the odds that that little kid would be carrying a comic book that just so happened to have a spaceship?
Now
that
they probably planned it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now
it was in the script.
Being
that's
that
what my dad always says.
Being
when
that you were around
heads,
back
like,
then, back in that about 50s, 60s, didn't those sci-fi mags have shit that looked like that, really?
Yes, yeah. But what were the odds that he had the one that looked like the DeLorean? I mean, I know there were the UFO
craze. The space suit, if you go back it up, you'll see that it was the space
suit.
Suit
more than,
the,
and that was
the
general
vehicle.
Conception with all 50s films. It's like they're all 50 films and books and everything. Aliens were in saucers, not...
Yeah.
Here we go.
But see, they never called the police.
They didn't get away with saying
on that
car. Here comes the first terrorist. See that?
Oh, and old man Peabody, gotcha.
They couldn't get away with saying son of a bitch and shit and all that. And,
no, like not now. Because it would be PG-13, yeah.
Because back then they knew the language wasn't really important.
You're right.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, Jack. I'm surprised that farmer never called the police, though, and had,
this sort of bothered me that it loses power now and he'd been driving it down the road for... 10, 12 minutes.
Oh, more than that because the sun had time to come up.
Yeah.
You've been driving for quite a while.
At least an hour. Uh-huh. Even though he's still in the same neighborhood. That's odd that the sun managed to come up so fast. Lion's spelled wrong. L-Y-O-N. It should be L-I-O-N. Stupid Robert Zemeckis didn't catch it.
Twice
on the side.
You know what? I'm going to assume that
lions,
it's spelled the
lions,
way it's meant to be said.
But it's more fun if
it's a Jewish way of saying it. I know.
Actually, Robert Zemeckis was illiterate. That's why it's spelled.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is why he did Forrest Gump.
It's a fact because I feel it in my gut, like Stephen Colbert tells me. Too.
Shut off. Oh, I did.
So if he'd have shut the power off to that, it probably would have saved the battery. But
yeah.
Maybe it's like a cell phone. Like, you leave it on for, like, or play, like, the alarm, it kills the phone, pretty much.
Yeah. Plutonium chamber is
empty. Chamber's empty.
Oh, no.
Not the plutonium chamber.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Pluto chamber?
Yeah.
Another nice shot of the JVC movie camera. They did have good product placement in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They needed to because no one really had faith in Robert Zemeckis to do the movie.
Hill Valley's only 2 miles away. Miller Lite.
Miller.
The champagne of beers.
This is not a real down jacket. It's a fake down jacket. But they said that, you know.
Of bottle beers.
We thought he was a what? A sailor or something like
Ronald
that.
Ronald Reagan.
Robert Stanley, yeah. Cattle Queen of Montana. The air condition is huge. That's the way.
It's bigger than the names on the air.
Yeah, my mom grew up without air conditioning.
They said this is when his he was starting to have this his disease that he's got.
Oh, like Parkinson's.
Yeah.
When he did this.
Oh, that's too bad. Not killed down an actor in its prime. He didn't kill him, but knocked down an actor in its prime.
Yeah.
The Battle of Davy Crockett. Yeah, that was huge.
16 tons. That's a Tennessee Army Ford.
A little shoes with little.
Now, you look at that skateboard they make. Our first one that we made.
Yeah.
Dad let us take a board and we took the old skates and.
There's the clock tower that's been broken. Hey,
the tower works.
Hey.
Yep. A nice.
We used to have
to
a sound like that. Like all towns had.
Yeah.
We did.
And it was like right across my parents' house. Yeah.
Got Kiwanis signs on there.
Yeah.
That's so kick ass. See, that makes me love it.
But it is not.
Did they do that back then at West Jeff? Where, like, are they did stuff
no.
like it? Okay.
Sometimes they did stuff like that, but not
okay.
Not like that.
He did not recycle that in his paper.
Kid, the only thing I remember is we had a tower center. Came down there, and there was this tower that they put up.
Yeah.
Down in the parking lot there. It's where... The insurance place was at there, Greg and Hay Insurance.
Okay.
They had a tower put up there.
That's in our hometown, by the way. You might not know where that's at, but it's side share.
This set is actually a Johnny Rockets.
But the milkman was delivering milk to the guy.
Looks like it.
The guy was living up there on the tower. I don't know how long he stayed.
He watched too many episodes of MASH where Klinger goes on the top to get out of the war.
And that was in the 50s. That wasn't
Never mind, I was wrong. Sort of. MASH took place in the 50s.
Yeah.
How come it lists? Did they? The phone book used to list your profession because it's an Emmett Brown scientist in the phone book.
Well, if you added it, if you wanted it.
Because they don't now.
Well, I mean, it's like a job title almost. If you put it in there.
Yeah. You could. Yeah.
That's like.
You can put it in there.
Back then, Tennessee. To have listed.
Yeah.
My nephew's name's phone number's in the book, but not his address.
Could I have anything I want put in the phone book for me? Like James Daly, God. Would that be okay?
I don't know.
I don't really believe in you.
Ruler of the universe.
I don't remember.
Supreme being.
I don't believe in you as God. Let me put it that way.
Would they put it in the phone book if I asked them to?
I doubt it.
Unless you... Well, I think you have to pay now, actually. Like,
be in the phone book?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm telling you, if you want it a certain way, you have to pay.
But see, probably. People are moving to cell phones, so phone books are becoming obsolete. In a few years, I doubt they'll be putting out phone books anymore. Because our generation isn't going to have home phones.
Odd character actor alert. Billy Zane.
Where's Billy Zane?
Where?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Right there.
There it is.
Hey, Billy Zane. I did not realize he was in this movie.
Billy Zane, Titanic, and other B-movies now, sadly. The Phantom. Actually, that's when his career sort of was...
One of his movies that he did a good job in. The Sniper. Tom Berenger.
Now, Tom Wilson looks a lot different in age, but Crispin Glover looks very similar.
So, how about my homework, McFly? Okay, Biff. Well,
by and large, they did a great job aging people in this movie.
Yeah,
they
did.
Mostly. With some exceptions. Old Marty McFly, terrible aging. But
that's too.
I know.
Well, I mean, considering I think part of the problem is that Michael J. Fox was like, 25 when this was made? So, you know what I mean? He's going to age well anyway, so it's really tough to make him look old without making him look somewhat not as good as everybody else. And That's more of a compliment to really Michael J. Fox's ability to look so fucking young.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still like 25 and he's like 40.
What?
You're George McFly. Yeah, who are you?
Your son? What do you let those boys push you around? Isn't that the guy that's the mayor in 85?
Yes.
Yeah.
And his great-great-grandson is the mayor in 2015.
I'll be walking over you for the rest of your life. Which is unrealistic. You think I'm going
to spend the rest of your life? Yeah, you're right.
What do you mean?
The amount of black?
Jimmy? Doesn't West Jim have a Hockenberry?
It's because
mayor?
Jimmy's what? Racist.
Have
Jimmy's
not had a Hockenberry before for America.
I'm saying the amount of coincidences in these movies.
Again, another personal hometown reference.
Great.
I am not racist. Yes, because I think racism's going to come back in the future.
Sometimes you don't have to fucking say shit. Jimmy just writes it himself.
I'm just being sarcastic. Yeah, I'm just saying there's a lot of coincidences between characters and Black to the Future.
Yeah, this is Jimmy's.
Who would, hey, in a black person's version of Back to the Future, who would play Marty McFly?
Me!
No, seriously. Because, you know, sometimes they do that. You know, they do like
Jaleel White.
Oh, my God.
Jaleel White?
Jaleel White?
They made in the 90s.
Wow.
Back to the Urkel.
Did I do that?
Samuel Jackson could be Doc Brown.
Doc Brown, yeah.
God damn, motherfucker.
Great
we gotta
idea.
Go back to the motherfucking future.
Donald Faison.
2088.21 fucking gigawatts.
Yeah. Beyonce would play Leah Thompson's role.
Oh, Terrence Howard. You know who Terrence Howard?
Yeah, yeah.
Terrence Howard played Marty McFly. Oh, no, he might even be a
His
George
father would be
McFly.
Cuba Gooding.
Oh, no. Ooh. Actually, either of those could be reversed. You could have Cuba as Marty. Actually, Cuba would probably be better as a Marty.
He looks young enough.
It's actually going to be Andre 3000.
Gary Coleman is playing Marty.
Oh.
Ah, he just
There's the first him. Major
No, no, you have Gary Coleman play Baby Joey in the bar.
And instead of a DeLorean, it'll be a Cadillac Escalade.
And you get Tyler Perry to play Leah Thompson's part.
And three other parts. Oh, no,
and three
be
other
Eddie
parts.
Murphy. Eddie Murphy would play six parts. Eddie Murphy would play the whole fucking cast.
God.
Come on,
and then at the end of it, the big song, you'd have it be like a white person. Like, you would switch it out. So the mayor would be like some...
it would be Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
It would be like future sex love sounds.
Oh,
I'd be like,
God.
That's too risque for us in the 50s.
I heard the weirdest sound. That was weird. No. It was like a buzzing. So we're sorry for that. I don't know what it is. We're not doing anything except for watching and talking.
It's
so.
The beast.
1955. I gotta say, that whole scene is sort of corny.
Leah Thompson's hot.
But
Leah Thompson's hot, though. My name is Lorraine.
She's hot looking now on her Jane Doe series.
Very much it. Oh, I haven't seen Jane Doe. What's that?
Yeah, her, John Larroquette, and a few other actors.
Ex-FBI.
Like, they had, like, movies on Hallmark. Or, like,
oh, it's a Hallmark show. Thing?
Well, she's,
It's a running series, though.
Yeah.
It's a running series, but she's great with, script, you know,
clues.
Solving clues.
Solving clues.
I liked her in the movie The Beverly Hillbillies.
She was a cryptologist, so...
I'll give you that.
She also starred in Caroline in the City.
That was an awesome show.
That's a fancy word, Jimmy, for a problem solver.
What?
A cryptologist.
Ah.
Oh, I thought it was someone who went to crypts.
She was a poser.
She was the crypt keeper? What?
A poser. I thought that was someone who was fake.
Oh, look at the kitty looking so peaceful.
Yes, let's commentate on that for another 15 minutes. That was
Screw you.
That was a joke.
Now, I often wonder about it.
It looks like there's a swimming pool.
They didn't have signature stuff on their underwear and stuff. I thought that was...
That's what she said, yeah. The better to hit you.
What a big penis you have there.
Oh,
the better to fuck you with, my dear. I mean...
Mom!
How did she get his pants off of him? That's what I want to know.
Because she was
in
sexy.
Love with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, women. Oh, speaking of gremlins, that's the mother in Gremlins.
Yes, it is. Sam. Well, it makes sense that she'd fall for him because they say if you have a relative you haven't met, there's a, you feel an attraction to them. If you don't understand that it's because they're your relative, then you could be mistaken.
That's why I can never get a girlfriend.
There was just a newspaper article, another one, about twins that got
dad,
married
are you,
because
are you
they
a
didn't
smooth
know they
pimp,
were separated
dad?
At birth.
Is that why you're a smooth pimp? Pimp? Yeah.
I don't know.
No, did you see this story about the twins separated at birth?
His Uncle Joey. He's never met his Uncle
Joey.
In the
UK.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been Gary Coleman. And she would be Oprah. Because he's going to be jailbird. Hey, that's the brother from Wonder Years in the coonskin hat. The older brother.
Stop fiddling with that thing. Come in here and eat your dinner.
Isn't it? No, I'm being serious.
It looks like him. I think it is.
Who's
that? I thought it was too, and I think I got proven wrong or something. That's why I'm just like, I'm
that's
not
the
sure.
older brother from Wonder Years. It's gotta be.
It feels like
or
it.
His brother, because it looks just like him.
Our first television set. Dad just picked it up today.
Ooh.
Do you have a television?
Got three.
Yeah, you know we have two of them.
Two in the '80s.
You must be rich.
We have like just in our apartment where Nick and I live. We have what four?
What
three television sets?
Yes, we do.
I remember grade school. We were talking about. The average household was 1.5.
Now it's like 4.5. Because some people like to cut their TV in half.
Yes, I would imagine.
That's why like the average kid is 2.2 kids. You have 0.2 kids?
Yes. I got a 0.2-er, all right. You know, why do you look so familiar to me? Do I know your
mother? No. Yes.
I think maybe you do.
That's a good joke.
Well, then I want to give her a call. I don't want her to worry about you.
She's out of town. Hi, Grandma.
Do you know what a Riverside Drive is?
It's in the other end.
Yeah, it's in Columbus. It's over by Dublin. Oh, they mean in the movie.
It's John F. Kennedy Drive.
Yeah.
Who the hell is John F. Kennedy?
that's funny.
Nobody knew who he was back then.
No, he was the 60s.
Don't
he was
think
president.
You want to spend the night? I mean, after all, Dad almost killed him with the car.
That's true, Marty. I think maybe you should spend the night. I think you're on.
Ooh,
that's true, Marty.
Sleep in my room.
I gotta go. Thanks very much. It was wonderful. You were all great.
She's very forward for a 50s chick.
Mm-hmm. 50s chicks can be forward, I think, maybe. All chicks can be forward, really.
Not all.
This lesson of dating women has been brought to you by the good, the bad, and the game. Oh, God.
That's funny, because she did have a kid that got that way, because it was him.
Hilarious. Thanks for pointing out the jokes.
I appreciate it. Right, thank you. You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The alcohol is kicking in. Brought to you by Jimmy's One for Drinking.
I think it's time for another White Russian.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's a really big
John's
episode
quiet
of Shaq
shaking
he's
of the head.
Back
no.
At this time. I forgot he was rich. I'm not drunk. I'm just tired. It's after 11 o'clock at night. It's 1111 on the clock.
That's God's sign for Jimmy, don't drink anymore.
Fuck you.
No, is that a light or what?
I don't know what that is.
It's a telepathic. It's supposed to be help you read mind. They talked about that too. It's just something. They literally went down to the prop shop. It was something from an old 60s movie, and they just put it on his head.
Here's the thing. They're going to make, I guess, Einstein. 1955, 1985, I don't think
a dog. He had another dog.
30-year-old dog.
No, he had multiple dogs named Einstein.
Yeah, okay.
Or he went back in time and got Einstein and brought him forward. No, that doesn't make sense. He must have had multiple dogs.
To the Coast Guard
Youth
Auxiliary.
No. That is a good dramatic pop.
I came here in a time machine that you invented. Now I need your help to get back to the year
1985.
God. If I could just have Christopher Lloyd in my house or whatever for a day, you know, he had to do anything I wanted him to do, I would just casually look over the day and just go, quote me something from Back to the Future. And I would just have him do it. Or like Roger Rabbit. Remember me, buddy? When I killed your brother, I took just...
Yeah.
Okay.
prove it to you. Look at my driver's license. Expires
1987. That's a
fuck. I haven't even been born yet. And look at this picture. My brother, my sister, and me.
Apparently,
sweatshirt,
oh wait, I don't know if he's not get to that yet. Did you say the joke about Ronald Reagan being president?
Yeah, not yet. The actor. Ronald Reagan's an actor, huh?
Look, Doc, you gotta believe me.
Then tell me, future boy, who's president of the United
States?
Here it
is. Here it is.
1985.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan. The actor? Then who's vice president?
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis was not vice president, as a matter of fact. I don't know who was, because I was little when Ronald Reagan was.
More interesting info, when this movie came out and it hit, Ronald Reagan actually, this is one of his favorite movies of all time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who was Ronald Reagan's vice president?
I don't know.
Bush. Ronald Reagan's vice president?
Was it Bush?
George Bush.
Well, George Bush?
Yeah, George Sr.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I did not know
and
that.
And apparently, Bob Gale and Bob Zemeckis both resented that. Reagan brought it up that, you know, we need to go back to the future to stop whatever, you know, in one of his speeches, and he loved the film that much. He goes, and apparently they all were invited over to the White House, and it was really cool, but Bob Gale's like, you know, I really don't like the film being associated with the Republican Party.
Why? This is a conservative film.
Oh, yeah, but...
No, it's not.
Huh?
No, not at all. Okay. I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, but...
It's not conservative at all. There were 50s women hitting on men.
I do this.
There was rock and roll music.
Flux capacitor.
Ronald Reagan was president. That was meant to be irony.
That's ironic. Called irony.
Now it starts
now,
up.
That, what he can do with that video camera is coming up, it does work. Because I had a 1950s TV, and I wired yeah. into the antenna. And it picked up the picture. So it doesn't have the plug-ins like you had. It still has the battery. As long as you hook it up right.
He's got to get you home.
Yes, he's got to get home. Oh, yeah, I see the camera and the antenna now. Good.
You can't do that because we had a 1950.
Oh, is that one TV that was in the house?
It was a 53 Fidelity.
That was cool. I always wanted to see it turn on, but it was just so you guys had
snow. There was so much snow to it and everything.
Yeah.
Plus,
the atomic wars.
Watt.
A portable television.
Yeah, the tube.
Mm-hmm.
The old type tube and the heats up. Yeah, right.
Oh, presidents on television. Yeah, that wasn't done back in the 50s. Presidents weren't on television yet.
What?
He just made a comment. No wonder your president's accurate. Look at on television. In the 50s, they wouldn't have had or they had just started to have presidents on television.
They were still on radio.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Do you know Bush still does like a Sunday morning fireside chat or whatever? I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. That the president still does like a public address every week.
On radio, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like when FDR started, that still happens every week. Bush does it.
1.21
gigawatts.
How am I going to generate that kind of power?
I don't know.
I forget who he's.
Tom Edison. I'm going to make a white Russian.
That's fucking great.
I think he's looking at one of his dads or something.
No, it's Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin, Isaac Asimov. Or, no, Isaac Newton, thank you. Yeah, that would be horrible. Doc Brown, please talk to the guy who created Battlefield Earth. Thank you. Lovecraft was more interesting than that genius.
Duh.
Oh, and for the record, gigawatt is spelled
G-I-G-A-W-A-T,
not with a J. Even though it is pronounced that way, it is not pronounced gigawatt, it is gigawatt. G-I-G-A-W-A-T.
We are doing a jig cast.
Oh!
How much voting is a gigawatt?
What's that, Jimmy? Yes, we do have to dance a jig. And go back to the future. And then go back to the future. Wait a minute, what? I said that twice, didn't I?
I don't know.
I don't have any alcohol. Very sad.
Go back in time. We're sending you back to the future.
I think it's a million kilowatts.
Oh, that's a gigawatt. I think. But it says 1.2.
So how did they choose the title for this movie?
I thought that was pretty self-explanatory.
He went back to the future.
Actually, yeah. Though, Jimmy, that is an interesting point that you brought that up, because the guy who ran Universal hated the title. He was the one that wanted the chimp in the movie. And he also
hated... joking, because he just said Back to the Future.
He also hated the title. So he actually, I forget what he had it changed to, but out of all the things they fought for, Steven Spielberg came in from his little trip, saw the movie, he's like, Eric Stoltz needs to be gone. And he goes, oh, I saw your memo about changing the name to something else. He's like, I like that you're funny as a CEO. And so, but since then, he never had the guts to really tell Steven face to face that he was being serious. So they kept it the title as.
Little known fact, Dr. Emmett Brown was a Scientologist.
Who?
Dr. Emmett Brown was a Scientologist.
That is a lie.
Yes, but it was cool.
I think that's wrong. I think that's one of the flaws in the thing.
What? What?
The older brother disappears first. Marty should disappear first, not... That's him.
How so?
No, not entirely. Not entirely. Because if you're going in order of what... If you're going in order of...
The future would be erased from 1955 moving forward.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. And being that...
Because this is
not,
where the time breaks off. And so this is where the branch is created, so it will go forward. Now, I do think it's stupid that they slowly erase.
Because, and that's the other thing, too, is, like, remember in 2, when they break off, Marty still changes shit,
yeah.
George still dies, but he still had his brother, he still had his sister. So it wasn't completely destroyed yet, and the same thing's happening here. So, by all accounts, we could be at the point when the picture's half gone or he's half gone. It could be to a point where the brother's still around and not phased out yet. That's a good question, though. I never really thought of that before until you...
Maybe it just meant they didn't take that picture. They were busy that day. Because something George did made him go to
the
zoo.
I guess you're looking at the point where it becomes they're all gone.
All right, and you're also being in terms of the birth. Well, at that point, the children are probably already born, but for whatever reason, because the time is changing, maybe the son is dying or could die or whatever.
Crispin Glover is not a smooth man.
He's really creepy in real life.
Yeah, he's creepy a lot.
He's like one of those environmentalist guys. Like, he was like one of the first big environmentalists.
I don't think Emmett Brown could have got away with hanging around in the halls of the school without getting stopped or questioned by his
actually,
staff.
Though, but you just remember, back then he was actually a respected and renowned scientist. So him walking the halls.
And he was rich, yeah.
And he was rich, too. So, you know, that was a
but
lot back then.
Calvin's late for class. A.K.A. Marty.
Calvin Klein.
More product placement.
Mate?
I just realized you said that. Whoa!
He wants them to meet, like, anthropologically. The sock up.
They got to be close together in mentality. She was always showing herself off, and Crispin Glover was up there always spying on him. In the
of course, the enchantment under the sea dance is supposed to go. Be there or be square. Ha ha!
I didn't really find that funny, Jimmy.
Be there or be square.
It wasn't funny.
Huey Lewis and the News has a song called Hip to Be Square.
Yes, they do. That's a good. I have the greatest hits. That's a great song. Yes.
Who sang it? Huey Lewis and the News.
Also featured in this movie.
A little tidbit of musical information.
What's that?
A little musical tidbit of information.
Oh. Earth from other planets.
Straw.
Yes. The cat is playing with a straw.
With. He likes straws. The cat likes straws. No. I never
let anybody read my stories.
Why not? Oh!
What if
they didn't
like them? What if I was an idiot?
What if I was a wimp? What if my name were John the Teen? Oh, snap.
No. Well, I thought you were being truthful for a second. Then you said the John the Teen part, and I was like, whoa.
Lorraine doesn't like
He looks a little muscular there, like little Marty McFly. He looks like a little muscle, a little buffy.
Remember the cartoon Back to the Future?
I hated that.
Yeah.
The only thing that was cool about that was...
It was bad. Early 90s, maybe?
Yeah. The only cool part was they actually had the official Huey Lewis song Back in Time for the opening. Yeah. And it actually is considered to be canon, by the way.
Is it?
Yes. Bob Gale and Bob
Zemeckis. They should put it on DVD because I don't remember
it. They're working on that, actually.
Really?
Yeah, like
I remember the McDonald's did have Back to Future toys in the kids' meals.
Yeah,
I
the Browns moved that. Yeah, and I had a little. Was it Doc Brown putting his head out of the car and like it sparked up in the back? Yeah. As a matter of fact, the only people that came back and returned their voices was Biff, Doc Brown, or Christopher Lloyd did the live segments at the opening. Bill Nye did the ending segments, which is how he got his own show. Bill Nye, the Science Guy. What's that?
Did not realize that.
Oh, yeah. I was reading Wikipedia. Just
Bill
reading
Nye,
up on
the
it.
Neighbor of Ed Begley Jr.?
Yes, indeed. Down on Living with Ed.
Ed Begley Jr. is coming to my alma mater, Otterbein College, in a couple of weeks.
Here in Ohio, yeah.
I'm going to take half a day off of school and go see him.
I got to say, when they threw their little meets, they're pretty cool. We met Gus Van Sant.
We did get to see Gus. We sat front row. We were 10 feet from Gus Van Sant.
We saw that, yeah.
While he talked to the moderator
and ignored the audience. I know you can't see me point, but he was right there. Imagine that in your head.
A little antisocial.
Right there.
It was funny.
It could be anywhere in your mind. It could be right next to you.
Instead of two armchairs on the stage, he like didn't look at the audience at all. He like looked at the moderator.
He looked more like he was just annoyed to be there.
He was very uncomfortable in front of crowds.
Well, I think the other thing is, too, is that his most recent film, Elephant, was still getting a lot of crap for being like Columbine. And
I also saw Fareed Zakaria when he visited Otterbein. Give her a break.
Look, who is that?
I'm sad for your soul. Do you know who Fareed Zakaria is?
No.
You're sad for every... Dad, do you know who that is?
What?
Fareed Zakaria.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
None of you are into political news at all.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Moving on.
No. Hold on. I want to see...
Against one, we're cool, you're not.
I want to ask you.
He's extremely famous.
Do you know what Dallas is?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know, like, the big joke...
Is this the time to talk about Dallas?
Yeah, shut up. Do you know the joke where one of the season endings, like Patrick Duffy from Step by Step, you know, his character died in Dallas, and then like 4 years later he came back.
Van Halen.
And it was like it was retcon the past few seasons were all like dream.
Uh-huh.
You remember, get that? John knows that, and he never. Did you watch Dallas?
Hardly ever. My parents watched it all the time.
Well,
okay,
you know
my
what?
Grandma
you
did
guys...
too, but I never watched the show, and I knew that Jimmy was like. Well, who's Patrick Duffy?
I know who Patrick Duffy is. Oh. I watched Step by Step.
Okay, but he didn't get that joke. I was like, remember Family Guy where you do that? It's like a live action. Yeah.
Darth Vader.
And he doesn't
he
remember
said his
that.
Name was Darth Vader.
I just want to bring that up in terms of, you know, sad for the soul part. I just thank you.
The Blade
of
Vulcan,
I feel validated.
The Spock thing. He mixed Star Trek and Star Wars in the one joke. No, but you
Jimmy
guys
was
can
happy
kiss
every
it
day.
Because Fareed Zakaria.
You can't even say their name right. At least we have the decency not to really say we know who he is or she is, and we don't.
And I met Mary Doria Russell. Now that one I will forgive you for, because she's an author lesser known. But Fareed Zakaria is known globally. He's like, never mind.
Kind of like Yo-Yo Ma, but without
he's
the yo-yo or the ma.
Known. He's the international editor of CNN or Newsweek. He's in charge of their political news. Big time.
That's why I don't know.
Yeah.
I
only know the big people in charge. Like
I don't remember if it's
CNN
or Newsweek.
CNN.
It's one of the big media outlets. He's
Ted
the
Turner.
International something.
Yeah,
he's really famous.
Fox,
he's on The Daily Show. Fox is the laughing stock of the media.
You
can't
kidding me.
The Bush administration's mouthpiece.
I don't see
wow.
how you hear that.
Fox is so biased. So biased.
Please don't turn this
so
into
a. So you got a.
I apologize ahead of time for what may occur here in a few seconds.
Okay, back to the movie. Back to the
Hannity.
Movie.
What?
Hannity and
Holmes.
Oh my God, I hate Hannity.
Guys are Democrats, but they got nothing to do
they
with
are,
Bush.
They
one
are.
Of them
okay.
The one hates Bush.
The one that hates Bush. Never mind. Never mind. Let's not talk politics.
That's not politics. That's commercial TV trying to sell ratings.
The fact that they try to present that as a balanced show is a big joke. Anyway. Leah Thompson, look, they're smoking because it's cool in the 50s. Look, one's drinking vanilla, one's drinking chocolate, one's drinking a strawberry shake. They couldn't all drink the same flavor of shake because it would have screwed up the color variety.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, shut down. This is the same cafe they go to the future, too, isn't it?
But we Speaking don't of our show being brought to you by Dr. Pepper, what is Marty drinking? Dr. Pepper.
Do we see this cafe ever in the 80s? I know we see it in the 50s and we see in the future.
No, I think it's a Dr. Pepper.
Do we? This cafe, we see it in the 50s, we see it in the future, but did they get to it in the 80s?
No, it's Coca-Cola.
That's Pepsi Cola.
Pepsi Cola. This cafe, we see it in the 50s. We see it in the future. Do we ever see it in the 80s?
Yeah, it's a workout place. You see it when he's driving by.
But then it becomes a cafe again in the future.
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't he a dreamboat?
Remember the Rough Rider Cafe in our hometown? It reminds me of this place because, like, everything's in there and it changes every 10 years.
That joke worked in the 50s. It's Pepsi Cola, not Coca Cola, by the way.
I just saw a cola and I was like,
Pepsi Cola.
Elijah Wood?
Is that really Elijah Wood?
No, I'm not thinking of the second one. No, it's the second one. I was saying correctly.
That didn't look like Elijah Wood.
When I was a kid, I used to have a shirt like that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you have like a little beanie hat with a little...
That's not Elijah. I thought about the kid on the left there with the stripes, the purple and the blue. And you see how there was four...
Bank of America!
Together? That's the way we made our first one. You couldn't turn too well on it.
Okay.
It was hard to turn.
Yeah,
and
I bet.
If you did a lot of leaning, then they both lean. And if you like would push it down the street, it would, whichever way you turn the most, that's the way it would go. You either go to the left or the right.
Okay.
You have to admire the way they did the 50s stuff in this, though. It's so period. It's really neat.
Now, I don't think this is Billy Zane. Or is that Billy Zane?
Yeah, that's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely Billy Zane, the last shot. This scene is, like, almost echoed in the future. That's awesome. Except it ends better in the future. And, like, the future, too.
That's Billy Zane.
Yeah, that's Billy Zane here.
Yeah, that was him. Manure. It literally is shit. That's why it's
fun. I love it.
I like the little ice cream vendor behind him.
Yeah.
Woo. D-Jones manure.
D-Jones manure hauling.
I love how he spits it out of his mouth. It's so disgusting.
Oh. Look how the little kid had a little pad on the back.
I'm going to get that son
of a
bitch.
Maybe I'm thinking of the second one, then he spits it out.
It's the third one.
Oh, it's the third one. Oh.
Yeah.
He always gets it with the newer. The Western version, yeah.
This makes you think that Doc Brown's a klutz.
Well, he's obviously a klutz.
Well, I think all scientists are sort of klutzy. Like, good movie ones, if you're...
Good movie ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that burns the garage down.
It's like Professor Farnsworth in the Futurama. He's fucking definitely a klutz. Good news, everybody. We've all been fired. Oh, wait. The house across the street is on fire. Let's pull out lawn chairs and watch it. Professor, that's horrible.
Now, before he wasn't obsessed with not finding out about his future, then all of a sudden he was.
Well, he got his hand
sunk in.
He saw himself die. So.
Yeah.
He didn't see himself die.
Yeah, he did.
Because he said,
I
want to tell
him. On the TV.
He had stopped filming by the time he got shot. Because Marty even was trying to tell him there, and he wouldn't listen. He didn't get that.
Oh, no.
Marty
slipped
the envelope into his pocket in order for him to find out. Meanwhile, I remember that part. It's like one of those festival cars. The hook always reminds me of that. The bumper cars. That's what it reminds me of.
Now, I had a car. One of us, maybe my brother.
The key turn
car? Had a car like that.
The key turn? That's so cool. Because they always had that in the old, like, Looney Tunes cartoon.
It was
this,
a lot
this
smaller,
is a
yeah.
little bit bigger than what we had. I mean, yeah. it was real small.
Oh, no, the hook. Into the flux capacitor
and sending you back to 1985. It was a wire spring. What's this? Okay. It's like a clock, only it wouldn't last as long as because it didn't have a sort of timer tick to it.
So the real question is, and this is
geared up like
this is a time question for those math geeks out there.
Yes.
And this is the same question that the guys on Futurama posed, and that is, in the original timeline, how, I mean, obviously they explained it, but how did he fully-fledged get the idea for the flux capacitor without Marty's involvement?
He bumped his head.
Yes, but what was his, that's what I'm saying, like, what was still the train of thought? Because something has to, yeah, he thought of that back then, he drew it, but he didn't know what it was going to be for. What made him realize it was going to be for time travel? That's really the question. It's like the. Saxophone.
No saxophone okay, here.
Old school, old school.
Yeah.
Now, were they like that? Or was it filled with water? Or were they like other, like back in your day?
CO2.
Oh, it was CO2.
I think so. Mixes. Notice he turned it upside down. So it's
yeah, the fire extinguisher. Yes. Uh-oh.
Show her the time machine.
Because that car would not have been around in the 50s.
I know.
Excuse me.
Marty?
Lorraine, how did you know I was here?
We stopped talking.
I was watching the movie.
It's a good movie. It's a good part.
This is my,
you know, actually, Marty's shirt in Binary is Back to the Future Part 1.
You notice he's got another set of clothes already. Huh?
I'm just teasing. It's just zeros.
Where he got all that at.
It's zero, 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 zero,
it doesn't say anything in Binary as far as I know.
You don't know. I'm sure there probably would be something there that could say. Because think about it. If it's that Doc Brown shirt, it's all zeros. That could be Binary code.
See, I said it was Binary for Back to the Future, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's just a pattern. I don't think it's Binary. Because Binary needs zeros and ones.
Geeks like to throw other geeks' little clues and stuff in.
But it's all zeros. There's no ones. Binary needs zeros.
We don't know. I'm just saying, hypothetically, it could be.
Yeah. Yes. It's the
maybe there are
quantum.
There are eight.
They're eight.
Or infinity. Infinity, infinity, infinity,
ooh,
infinity, infinity,
infinity.
Or eight, a bunch of eights together.
Eights.
88 miles an hour.
88.
Oh! Yeah.
I figured it out.
I think you're wrong, but that's a great idea.
My grandmother made quilts.
Roads.
That conversation masturbated.
And one of the designs that was popular back in the early 1900s to 1920s was the swastika.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
and
that had a lot of meaning
it was
before.
Amazing
it,
that
it.
After Hitler took that as a, then it no longer became popular.
Right, right. Yeah, it had historic meaning and stuff before.
I think the,
but Jimmy still got a tattoo of it.
Hers was her swastika.
Well, my swastika.
Left angle swastika.
Oh yeah. God.
You want to see my swastika?
No. I'm all right, thanks.
Yeah, I'm good too.
I don't have a swastika tattoo.
What kind of wimp would be hanging stuff for his mom?
Hey, you didn't have chores? You didn't ever have to hang up?
No, that was mom's job, man.
We lived with my grandma. We were building our house. We had clotheslines. We had to hang up clothes and stuff.
It's just an act, right?
Okay. I couldn't
reach. They never get it done. That's the thing.
But they needed something for him to do other than just stand there.
That's just a point of reference, I know.
Yeah, it is. I say my line is Back to the Future.
We only had one line.
Her damn.
When we had a clothes line, we only had one line. What's in the house? One in the garage. Your dad had a pole that you stick under it to raise it up higher.
But grandma's, we just tied them between trees. We didn't have the poles.
God damn it, George, swear.
God damn it, fucking George.
I wish I wasn't so scared.
Wow. See, Lorraine fell for Marty so quick. How did she ever fall for George? Before
I think they sort of explained that too.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah. The nursing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She took care of him.
And he got hit by the car. Yeah.
And she knew that he was up watching him. And I think she knew that he was up there spying at him.
And she got off on it. She got off on that.
Off on that.
And she was talking about Godzilla's tail.
Who?
Nick's like, watch the movie. I don't want to.
No, no. There's a quote here that it's Christopher Lloyd, and it again sort of parallels what the speech he gives in Roger Rabbit, which is like, I can see it now. Nothing but road, shops by every.
He is in Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, he plays Judge Doom. In this case, he's the good guy, and that one, he's the bad guy. But I mean, it's the same vocal inclination too. It's very freaky.
Yeah.
Where happened to Christopher Lloyd? He was like a big actor, and then he kind of went away.
Christopher Lloyd doesn't really like doing movies.
I mean, I know he did Stack.
Was he on Psych?
No.
What was he on? He was just on not too long ago.
Other than Stacked?
No.
I think he only showed up to Stacked so he could
see. He's on a TV show, Stacked.
Did you ever see the commercial for DirecTV?
No.
Yeah, he did that. They did the Star Trek one. They did the Back to the Future one. Yeah. They did.
I did. That was pretty cool.
He just did guest starring on a series.
Oh, I didn't know.
I have no clue. IMDb, I'm Nick. Find out. What did Christopher Lloyd just do?
I don't want to.
Oh. John, my computer's right there.
What's that?
What? Oh, Nick's going to do it. Never mind. Just find out what he just missed.
What's with the wire? Oh, just a weather experiment.
Weather experiment.
It was numbers.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It was all numbers.
Fuck, yeah, he played the comic book creator.
He was a comic book creator, and he was... And they stole one of his comic books.
Covers.
Oh, no.
Covers.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I knew he was on something that we
watched. I don't know why I can think of that. I just watched the new episode last night.
Marvin Berry and his brother Chuck.
That's right.
Now, your cousin.
This is where the normal plot.
Whatever.
This happened much, like probably 30 minutes into the movie, 40 minutes into the movie. And this is where it normally ventures off into what Back to the Future 2 became, which is he has to go back and correct it.
I like that they saved it for its own movie.
Actually, I am too. Well, Spielberg said that, that needed to be changed. And, I mean, Spielberg usually is right.
I know they call it a trilogy, but the third one doesn't really fit with the first two. I mean, it's a good movie.
Actually.
But I don't see that as the ending of a trilogy.
I do.
I kind of saw the first two as kind of one thing, and then the third one was a whole different thing.
They set up a lot of things up. Well, the first one was never meant to have any sequels.
Going back in the past messed up the future. Because they had not gone up there to correct all the
But going back to 1885.
When they made the second one, there are like over 20 hints that they're going back to the going back to the past. The biggest one, obviously, is the Clint Eastwood reference. That's why they start saying Clint Eastwood a lot. So when he goes back, and also...
Well, and Doc went missing. He had to find Doc.
Well, I mean, 2 and 3 were made back-to-back.
They were made at the same time, like the Pirates of the Caribbean 2 and 3 and stuff. They filmed them together. Yeah, I know.
Yep. I think that's another reason why Bob Zemeckis is here.
I like this.
The third one just seems so different from the first two.
It's supposed to. What are you doing? I swiped from the
old lady's liquor cabinet. Lorraine's dirty. You shouldn't drink. She wants to have sex with her son. Macbeth complex. Hamlet complex. Later in life. Don't be
such a square. My mom was a lush.
I didn't drink. I don't drink. Wait, what do you do? Now she's smoking.
You smoke, do you?
Are you beginning to sound just like my mother?
That's funny. That is funny.
So he got so hepped up into this music, he didn't realize the time.
There's the Pepsi Cola box, too.
Yeah, upside down.
So Pepsi must have given him some good money.
Well, that's just because of Michael J. Fox.
Oh, that's right. He needed the Diet Pepsi commercial.
He did the Pepsi commercials all the time.
Even back then,
there
was
no Diet Pepsi in that
back
time.
Then, yeah.
In that time frame, there was
Cindy
no Diet
Crawford. Remember, she used to do the Pepsi ones.
Not in the 50s.
No. I'm talking about
in the
80s.
Yes, in the 80s, but
because I remember he didn't do Pepsi commercials. He did Diet Pepsi.
That's
commercials.
Some nice cleavage.
Yes.
Although I dislike her cleavage when she gets the boob job in the alternate 1985.
Right.
When she lives with Biff.
Alternate 1985. Just say anything like Christopher Lloyd, it all sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm going outside to stop the car.
That doesn't sound like Christopher Lloyd to me.
We
gross.
Got we got the point, though.
That is kind of gross. Doesn't she make a comment here? It's like kissing my brother or something.
Incest.
Incest is right.
Incest is best. Just kidding.
You are gross.
I'm not touching that with 3-foot pole.
Shh, here we go.
When I kiss you, it's like I'm kissing
my brother.
Yes, kissing my brother, see, I did it for us.
You've heard this before somewhere, huh?
Uh-oh.
I may have seen this movie once or twice.
Once or twice.
Once or twice. Or 80 times.
Whoa.
It's Biff!
$300 damage to my car, you son of a bitch.
$300.
That's like buying a new car back then.
Yeah, back then.
Titties.
Look at that shot. That was a great shot of Leah Thompson. Still is a great
shot. The manly man in me had to comment on that.
Yeah, it was good.
Every time I watch the movie, it's the first thing I was like, damn, that's some cleavage.
That's still definitely Billy Zane. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just flat-screen TV.
Every time we see a movie with Billy Zane in it, we should go, is Billy Zane? Is that really Billy Zane?
No. It's Billy Zane.
It is Billy Zane, but I don't believe it.
It's
lies of cellulose.
Even if it's not Billy Zane, we should say it's Billy Zane.
It's Billy Zane.
No, that's Oprah. No, it's Billy Zane.
What the hell are you doing
what
in my car?
What the fuck are you doing in my car, motherfucker?
Is that Chuck Berry?
No.
Does Chuck Berry make an appearance in this movie?
No. Chuck Berry is called on his phone.
It's Maurice. Hey, listen, guys. Maurice Barry, your cousin, Maurice.
Right, but they should have had...
You know that new thing, that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this! That's very sad. I'm going to watch it, and I had to quit.
Why did he keep the music for himself while he passed it on to his cousin Chuck?
Because his cousin can play it better.
His Chuck already had a few hits by that point.
Oh.
Because he had... You know, remember that one song that was in the Simpsons, Sing the Blues soundtrack?
Yeah.
Hail, hail, rock and roll.
Lorraine's having sex with this.
No, she is being raped. There is a difference.
That would not have happened in a PG movie now.
You get your damn hands off her.
Look at the bottom of her shoes. They're scuffed. That's realistic.
I think you got the wrong car on the fly.
George!
George, help me.
Help me, George. You're my only hope.
Use the force, George. Use the force.
Close the door and feed it. No, bitch. You leave her alone.
His voice sounds like Michael J. Fox right there.
Yeah, well,
big time.
It also sounds very realistic, like if you think about it. Like,
no, he does, but they have very similar voices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there. Oh, no. Now, this movie is not rated NC-17 because, unlike Britney Spears, Lorraine remembered to wear underwear.
Well done, Lorraine.
That's a
well
good
done.
Idea.
And she wore a strap, too. And she wore a strap, too.
That's too bad.
That's my pick hand.
On American Idol, the guy that was like, I'm going to be different than normal pop stars. I won't be like Britney Spears. And Simon's like, you mean you're not going to forget to wear undergarments?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Uh-oh.
The fist of death.
Going down, man.
The fist of fury. Wham! Yes.
Sweet.
Sweet.
I lost my eardrum.
Now, Biff.
Me. Sorry.
It's okay. You are forgiven.
God, I felt, he said, I kind of felt good. Oh,
but now he's got the courage to stand up to Biff, so when they go back to 1985, they'll be like, Biff, you waxed my car.
Now, Biff.
But there's that heroic theme. That's an iconic moment for me when she is pulled up to her feet.
Yeah. I think if anyone else would have done that too, it would have been really
Back to the Future theme, that's like a picture. Like, at the before the movies, when they show the clips of different movies now, at the Regal, that would be a moment that they could show for that.
Uh-oh. Her sister's half gone.
Uh-oh. The top half. You don't really need that
reason,
half anyway.
For some reason, I just that went into a very bad, perverted place.
The top half first.
Because you come out of your mom head first.
It's not?
Right?
Oh, no. Okay.
Hey, man.
Marvin Gaye? Oh, no, Marvin.
Marvin?
Barry.
God damn it, Jimmy.
It would be funny if it was Marvin Gaye.
If there's
Marvin who?
Marvin Gaye. Now don't even. You know who Marvin Gaye is.
I want to
skinny don't.
What? Good thing he knows some 50s songs.
I had to put that in there. I always like that chord.
Earth angel, earth angel, please. Good song.
My darling dear, love me time.
I love and hate this scene as if I was directing it.
It's Seth Green.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. He's familiar though.
The Stifler, or not Stifler. The guy that pees his pants. Sherman.
All right, I hate.
Did he like stand up and like go back?
Well, I know. I think that's like a great bit of direction, but it's this music cue right here. I never liked that. Because it takes you out of the scene in a way a bit.
But that's what's happening.
I understand that, but like, why can't they just have the?
See how he's disappearing that upper part? That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is his head not disappearing like it is in the picture?
It's trying to.
It's his hand instead of his head.
Why is he disappearing? I mean, she still like wants to be with George, though. I don't see why.
To the point where they need to kiss.
Yeah, but I mean,
now
she still wants him.
Oh yeah.
But remember, if they don't kiss on the night of the dance,
yeah,
then supposedly that's the whole.
That was the moment.
And then the music comes back in. This is a great.
Because he, like, perks right
boom.
Up.
Boom. Boom. Two. Three. Four.
I like the way it comes back in.
That's why Bob Zarekis makes the good money.
And then it appears very
yeah.
quickly. No, coming back in is a good music.
I just. As a director, that's like, if I was directing that, I mean, that was just great timing.
Yeah.
And it's really more editing, probably, than.
Yeah.
Now it's time for him to play a little Chuck Berry, isn't it?
Yeah.
What bothers me is he gets carried away with it.
That was Michael J. Fox's idea, actually. He really thought that
would
be fun. Yeah.
It was fun.
Because he actually loved to play guitar. That's why he did that movie with Jonah Jett in the 80s about playing
it. Oh, wow.
I
so he's really
called.
Playing his own guitar.
I can't remember
here.
What it's called either.
With Big Nights, Bright Lights, or something.
Yeah. I want, did he practice for this movie by playing Guitar Hero?
He
He went into the future, Jimmy, played Guitar Hero, then went back.
Well, he might have.
On Atari.
It's all about time travel.
Now, this is what gets me. These guys are going to know what he's saying. Amazing.
And go with it?
Yeah.
Would you go with the riff and beat?
They're experienced musicians. They can go. Yeah. But you're right. No, it is cheesy. But it's still good.
Well, it's an oldie where I come from. All right, guys. Listen to some blues riff and beat. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
That makes me wonder if that was, oh, I guess it is, because it came
down in the 50s. Did they have, you saw that, you see the pickups on that, there's double.
Yeah.
An upper and a lower.
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder if they had those back
then. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The movie where he played is called Light of Day.
Is that Michael J. Fox singing?
No.
No. There is a track out there where he did actually sing it, though, and it wasn't bad. It's just that the hit of Universal wasn't
like
the old guys where it's you have it overdubbed.
Yeah.
It does kind of sound like him. I think it might be him singing.
No.
It's not. It is him playing, though. It is him playing.
Yeah, it's him playing, but he's not singing.
Yeah. They talk about that in the commentary for the normal movie. If you get a chance. If you're listening to this, you're probably into commentaries anyway, so get the DVD and listen
to
the
commentary. Is it Crispin Glover singing? Because he sounds like Michael J. Fox.
No, it is not Crispin Glover. But thank you, though. That's a thank you for trying. Play again.
Is it Chuck Berry singing?
Thank you for playing. Try again.
Did he actually do the singing? Or not?
On set, he did, and they recorded it
like
it was a live recording, but the Universal guy just didn't like it. He's under that old school thought, which is, you're an actor, not a singer. You know, so
interesting how Chuck heard just a clip over the phone from far away, but could recreate the entire song chord for chord.
No, he's holding the entire.
But he already missed half the song.
Yeah.
But he recreated it lyric by lyric.
So
chord for that's chord. Move.
And thus, there's the other question then too, and that is, how did Chuck Berry originally write the song?
See,
that's what I'm saying. And this is another parallel paradox you can create. How did the original?
That's a Van Halen move right there. Yeah. Just so you know.
Well, there was a Van Halen reference earlier in the movie.
This
oh, that's
is
right.
They're all looking, what is he doing?
They're like, no, he's gone too far.
I'm sorry, that saxophone got to stop playing by now.
He did.
Yeah, he finally did. But
no, he did a minute ago.
The drummer.
Ago,
no, the drummer's not. No, now he is.
Now they're all done. That was that Van Halen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, mix of the Who, probably too.
Pretty close to Van Halen. Yeah, that was.
Now that one shot.
The
kicking, you don't
the kicking
see
was two, right? Where they kicked the
speaker. Yeah. What's the guy's name?
Robert Daltrey. Or Daltrey.
No,
Roger Daltrey.
He's a singer. Roger Daltrey. The guitar.
But your kids are gonna love it.
Oh, Pete Townsend. Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend. Yeah. Because I had to think I was like the one guy who sings "The Love, Love, Open the Door to Your Heart." Yeah.
Roger Daltrey's a singer.
Yeah.
I can't be talking about him. George Harrison was.
Oh yeah.
Phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
He just didn't know about it.
Yeah.
He could play that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Well, they all could, really.
They had a station one time with John Lennon,
uh-huh.
And there was this weird guy in a white robe with long hair, looked like Jesus Christ. And it took me till the end of the show to figure out it was George Harrison. What happened was, they were getting into it, and then it got into this one piece where he was the lead car, the car was really examining it, and he started shaking his head like this.
Yeah.
That's George.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And that led to his traveling Wilbury experience, where he kept the beard, kept the Jesus hair, but then wore normal people clothes. No, I'm kidding. I have more respect for George. Traveling Wilburys was kick-ass.
Yeah.
Roy Orbison.
All the members.
Tom,
Tom
Petty.
Neil Young. That's why they got all.
Neil Young was in it?
Was Neil Young in it?
I'll be honest. I don't know all the members. I just know, like, some of the.
I didn't realize that that's why they got along so well. George was quite.
She liked the name Marty, mm-hmm. And she named her kid
Steven
Marty.
Stills was phenomenal, too.
Was Steven Stills in it, too?
I don't think so.
No.
No, but I'm just saying.
But, yeah, he was.
As a guitarist, he was.
Oh.
That was funny.
He was phenomenal.
Damn.
No, I could go on and on about
the whole damn.
Well, yeah, damn. Well, I mean, you play guitar, so, I mean, yeah, you.
Yeah.
Run, Marty.
Talk about Van Halen.
Yeah.
One of my, top five bands right there.
They're officially back together again, the original ones, right? Or are they just touring?
They're touring. Right?
Okay. I didn't know
they
had an enemy.
They released an album with both of the lead singers.
That would be cool.
They did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Hagar sang some of them.
See, Doc knows
and,
right there. That's the foreshadow of the second one.
But I still think Finger Frampton is there.
That was the foreshadow of the second one.
I think
Doc realized right then that Marty had screwed up the timeline.
You gotta realize.
When
they
never stood up to Biff. Never. And then he raised his eyebrow.
Well, you know, Clapton played the solo of in George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Harrison wrote that song, but Clapton played the solo in the Beatles recording.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, George Clapton is in this movie.
Eric Clapton.
Music is in this movie. He did a song for the soundtrack. Matter of fact, when he gets back in time, you'll hear the song for about 20 seconds.
Okay.
It's when the bum, he comes back and the bum's there.
Okay.
Just thought because I bought the soundtrack when I was younger on tape, or not VHS, on cassette tape. And I was like, Eric Clapton? No way.
Huh.
And I've never heard the song before. I mean, it's okay. It's not bad. I mean,
John Denver did a. Evening with John Denver did the Mother Nature's Son.
Okay.
And he made it an upbeat.
Yeah.
With the banjo.
Cool.
And it was written by McCartney and.
Yeah, yeah. Lennon,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
McCartney and Lennon wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
Freaked me out. And then I found it on the white covered album. And they played it in the Christmas.
Everything will be
fine. Like, it was Light Mary and.
As long as everything will be fine. Uh-oh, he found the envelope.
What's this?
Open in 1985.
It's about the future, isn't it? It's information about the future. I warned you about this, Kip. The consequences could be disastrous.
Could they be disastrous?
They could.
They can.
Now, see, I know he eventually tapes them back together, but tearing all these pieces in the swim storm, he'd never find those pieces.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's unrealistic.
But he is a perfectionist, too, and he also does eventually create a time machine. So for all we know, he could go back and stop himself unknowingly and get the pieces.
I guess so.
I know that's looking too much
did
into
he actually
it.
Let the pieces
that's
go
what they don't show you?
No. He put them away.
In his pocket.
He put them in his pocket.
All the pieces?
Never
yeah.
mind. Now, by all physics points, though, what him dangling up there, he should have lost them, possibly,
absolutely.
With the wind blowing.
But what you don't see is right now his other self goes back in time, stops him in the stairwell, gets it out of his pocket, and then lets him keep going.
But or do we? Here's the problem with time travel stories, is that something has to happen. This is what was the question I was asking. Something
yeah.
has to happen once, the normal way to get them to the point where then they didn't have to go
the
back.
But what is the normal way? See,
this yeah. is the normal way.
Yeah.
When we go back in two, if we would go back in a third or fourth time, we would see exactly what happened in two.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, initially, what was the train of thought for Chuck Berry writing Johnny Be Good? We see the new version of how he wrote it, just like we see the new way that, you know, they kiss, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, that's always an interesting question to pose during time travel stories.
No, because...
And they never go over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're
this,
right.
Well, and the only reason why I say it's cool, because this one, you do see what happens when they go back.
This is why so. I think we'll never actually have time travel, because there's too many paradoxes and conundrums.
You would destroy
if
the universe.
If time travel happened in the future, wouldn't we already know that, because they'd have come back to visit us?
How do we know they haven't already?
It's true. Celine Dion is actually from 2432. And Scientology is true. Tom Cruise was sent back from the future to make Top Gun.
Yeah.
Because originally, Top Gun starred Christopher Lloyd, but it was terrible. So they had Tom Cruise come back and make it.
And then Eric Stoltz was also cast in it as Goose, and then he was let go.
And because Christopher Lloyd made Top Gun and it failed, he never made this movie. So Avery Brooks was in this movie, and then he never made Star Trek Deep Space Nine, because his career took off.
Oh, wow.
And then Dad would be happy, because he's been like Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space Nine is the best of the Star Treks.
I shouldn't have said that.
By
now what?
I shouldn't have said that.
Best Star Trek series, Deep Space Nine.
No.
By far, hands down.
Man.
No,
yeah.
Deep Space Nine. Deep Space Nine.
I went back and watched the Farpoint episode. And, boy, it was
and
awful.
You're still claiming the Next Generation
awful.
Is the best?
But they grew as a family. So.
But DS9 and all the continuity. And like
I don't like you. You're an ugly stepchild. But you'll grow into family and I'll love you.
I hated your pilot.
It's almost like 3. Back to the Future 3. You're the third child we had, but no one really seems to like you. But I will, home one day, find love for you. That's not. I mean, I like it, but yeah. It's like people hate Jurassic Park now.
Yeah, I don't know why. I love Jurassic Park.
No, well, they're mad because it's bloodless or something. It's like there's no blood. Or I was like,
here's the mistake he makes. He doesn't start the engine first. Should have started the engine first.
Yeah, because it kills the battery, which we sort of discussed before. Early in the commentary.
Unless the engine's running.
No, he just said engine running.
It is running.
We stand corrected.
No,
never mind.
No.
Maybe that is what killed it. The car being a car, a DeLorean, killed it.
Horrible gas mileage.
I didn't know.
It does actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know a gas engine, if the battery's completely dead, the car won't run.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was driving a truck and I couldn't get to go over 35 miles an hour. Every place I stopped.
So yeah. Lucky that
I was driving 670.
I'd have to have it jumped to get it started, and then it wouldn't drive very fast.
I drove on 670 about 1 a.m. maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And my old S10 that I had, and my alternator went out, so my battery was dead. And I had full power for a second, and then all of a sudden, no power, and so I just went on the side of the road, and I would not go at all. Battery was dead.
It was weird.
We had to push my car to the next exit. My dad came and helped me. And
I had an old 95 Dodge Neon. It was horrible.
Weird.
Now, that little bit right there, have you ever seen the Hudsucker Proxy?
Good movie.
It's a great movie.
Did you see the creator of the Hula Hoop died this week?
Yeah, the guy who created the Hula Hoop died. But one of the jokes was that Paul Newman's hanging upside down. and they do like a Simpsons like flashback. Yeah. And he just goes, well, the pants start ripping at the scene. He goes, oh no, pants. And you flash back to the tailor. He's like, do you want me to give you a double stitch, Mr. Newman? You know, you're very strong. It hold under any circumstance. Yeah. No, single stitch is fine. So you cut back to him. He's like, son of a bitch. His pants start ripping off. Finally, we cut back to the tailor. He goes, but Mr. Newman, he's so nice. I give him double stitch anyway for free. Uh-huh. So he starts double stitching. That's what saves us from falling off the building.
Speaking of the hula hoop inventor dying.
Yeah.
Did you hear the guy that invented the Frisbee died?
Same guy, I thought.
Same guy.
He's like Wham-O Toys.
Well, they got to plan the funeral, but they have to wait to get his body off the neighbor's roof.
Oh, man. You're bad.
Today's bad joke was brought to you by
That was good. I didn't realize it was the same guy.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah. Whammo was his. Which now I get the joke from Ren Stimpy. Whammo Toys. Yeah. Log rolls downstairs while they're prepared to take this off.
Come on, Doc Brown. Swing down and replug it in.
I hate heights, so right now I would be dead.
I saw a DeLorean at the car show.
No, we saw one driving by in Cincinnati. Remember they had the license plate said flux capacitor, but it was like all abbreviated.
Yeah.
And but I saw it. I don't think you got to see it too much because you were driving. But
here we go. How do they time it with all the flubs and stuff? How does it work exactly right? That's just weird.
Well, that's the whole thing about an editor. The editor does multiple takes of pacing and everything. So
I know, but reality-wise. I mean,
oh, reality-wise?
Believability-wise. Doesn't make sense. Because if the car didn't start, then he would have missed it. Yeah. Or whatever. Car did start.
Oh, yeah. That's
then they had to start over.
You know,
yeah.
It's just, it's up there. I mean, lightning only shows
right. There's another paradox. The time the clock was saved, didn't get destroyed.
It did get destroyed.
No, it didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought it got destroyed.
In the future,
it
still works.
Yeah.
When he goes because
yeah.
The lightning was siphoned down in the car to send it back in the future.
Okay, I thought it still didn't work.
But they did. You did realize that when Doc made the replica of the town, that he was going to run right through them. And that's what happens in the future. See, the clock's still working. Kendall won.
Yep, it is working.
10 minutes to one.
Wow. I forgot about that. Good call, guys. Here it is.
True.
Good night. Yeah, it's only for like 2 seconds, but that's Eric Clapton's song. If I find the VHS, or not the VHS, damn it, the cassette tape, I'll have to look to listen to it.
See, he ran right into the... He ran off the building.
See, it's cold there too.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's only after he fixes the uses something besides plutonium.
In this instance, he was going to the
XXX rated. Yeah.
Going back to the future, wasn't going to the past. So.
That could be a good point too. It could be only when he goes back to the past, not to the future. No, because I don't remember it being cold in Back to the Future 3 when they go back to the
because
future.
By then they're not using the plutonium. They've changed it. They're using the garbage and
fusion.
Stuff.
Oh, that's right. It's fusion. So we could. It could be
so
both.
That's why it's not cold anymore.
Bob Gale, we have questions. We need answers. Let me call him on my handy dandy.
No, I think it makes sense. I think Star they really phone. Just didn't want to keep using dry ice, so they made up
probably
the fusion
true.
Thing
it was economic. No, it's probably true. It's probably economically.
And it was
invisible.
Probably hell to use, keep around the actors and stuff.
Yeah.
Insurance wise.
Timing wise, because every time the ice
okay,
comes
here
off
we go.
The continuity.
I think it was the third time we watched this. I didn't catch it.
And wait for it. Pan over. Yeah, one lone pond.
Oh, good call. I haven't either.
I never caught it. I think it was the third time I saw the movie.
Because he knocked down the pine, I get it. That's awesome.
And that's when we had taped it. That's when we first got the cable and had a VCR and we taped it.
Nice. Doc Brown is dead. It's still JCPenney, though.
Jacques Penney.
Faster. Oh, there it goes. Well, that was cheesy, too.
Yeah, a little.
I guess for the 80s, it would have been good.
I think by this point, though, this movie's so kick-ass is, yep.
Yeah.
I think also, Jimmy, this movie's so kick-ass by this point, you don't really care if anything else is cheesy anymore because this movie's awesome.
No, I agree. You're right.
It's like Ghostbusters. It's like the ghost looks sort of cheesy, but when I say Marshmallow Man comes around, you're like,
Ghostbusters,
fuck yes.
Yes. He's alive. Good thing they didn't shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
I never got a chance. Good call.
Good face.
They use that same joke in Back to the Future Part 3 when Marty puts on the thing. And then in Back to the Future Part 3, there he goes, shoot him in the head. And then, so it doesn't work. Yay, what the hell?
Right, what the hell?
That's a good life philosophy. Yeah. What the hell?
What the hell?
Oh, yay. And there's a skip.
This sort of reminds me of grumpy old men. Every time they came to a parking lot, they'd hit the trash cans. Doc comes back from the future, he hits the trash cans.
Good. That's right, yeah.
Yes, he does. Good movie, grumpy old man.
It was a good movie. Still
Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau were such a great team.
He's a guy.
Such a great team.
The outtakes were good. Bucks too.
I haven't seen the outtakes.
Oh, man.
I only saw it on VHS. I never saw a DVD or anything.
Oh, man.
Now, we're not there yet. When we get to the end of the movie, there is a story with that, too. They put a Star Wars on us, sort of.
A Star Wars?
You'll know when I talk about it. I'm going to let it play out here for a bit. Yeah, so.
He got 0 to 88 miles an hour in, like, 2 seconds.
That's because he used
the ball. DeLorean. And he's Doc Brown.
Yes, he is.
Yes, and he reloaded with plutonium.
Yeah. Gave that extra kick in the ass.
Panasonic, another sponsor of the movie.
There's Pepsi Free.
Oh, Pepsi Free.
That's what he
Pepsi
Free. Yep, back
Pepsi
in
time. Time.
You didn't see the Pepsi Free?
And that's the theme song to the cartoon?
Yeah. It was used for the first season.
And
like,
okay, yeah.
Second season, it wasn't.
It wasn't a nightmare.
It was not a nightmare.
It's not Dallas.
Marty, it wasn't a nightmare.
Yeah. Biff is taking a shower and saying, he's like, no! Hey, Marty, you have a bad dream?
What the hell?
Linda, first of all, I'm not sure your answer is second of all, somebody named Greg or Craig called you just a little while ago.
Now his sister's cute.
That Jimmy was in which movie?
Superman 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, okay.
What about the fourth one?
I think... They were out. He wasn't in the fourth one, was he? I don't remember it either. Yeah, because they made the whole point that they replaced the Jimmy Olsen character with Gene Hackman's cousin. Lex Luthor's cousin. Nephew.
Now, Marty's got used to this whole other timeline. That would be weird.
See, their whole lives have changed.
Right. It would be interesting, because... When all three movies are over, this is the timeline that sticks, isn't it? So Marty's got to relearn his own history.
Great. Mom, you look so thin. Thank you, Marty. George.
And they do give you an inkling that George had a... Or not George, Marty had a temper, but... Two and three, they
ripped it up.
I didn't really see the temper in this one.
Yeah, he did. He punched Biff out in a second.
That wasn't Marty, was it?
Marty.
In this movie.
I'm saying that's the only time he showed any anger is Marty punched Biff.
Yeah.
In the malt shop.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because then he punched him and made a rant for it.
Well, it was the whole chicken. Don't call me chicken.
Didn't hesitate at all to take a swing at him, is what I'm saying.
Yep.
And he tripped him. He tripped him also. So, I mean,
yeah.
Just finish out the second coat now. Now, Biff, don't con me.
That's funny.
I'm sorry, Mr. Flyer.
I'm sorry.
I was just starting on the second coat.
Biff, what a character.
I think he's the actor in terms of his makeup in this movie or all the movies that really looked like what he looks like now.
Yeah. He did a good job.
I don't remember that.
Even though
shipping van coming into play.
See,
there,
in this though, it's Marty. Or he's like a friend of the family. It kind of
sort of. Well, now roles are reversed. It's now.
But instead of being hated, there's almost a he's our lovable mascot that's around. You know what I mean? It's like he's a friend. He's not an enemy.
Sort of, yeah.
They've made up and moved on.
I'm sure Biff really hasn't, but I mean,
it seems like he has. He really seems happy to see Marty. And
yeah, but
stuff.
The whole point
and
is that
happy
Biff
about
is
the book.
Sort of the ultimate. His whole timeline is the ultimate evil.
But in the other time, not this.
Because you notice in the future, he's a prick then too. Like that's why he goes back and tries to fix.
But
it
in this timeline, right here, he's
that
a
is that
guy.
Timeline, Jimmy.
That's
because he goes and knows. He go Jimmy. That's the same timeline.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You okay?
I see.
He goes into the yeah. You're talking about a different timelines, the one from the beginning of the movie where they were
okay.
poor,
okay.
or
no,
the one where Biff's rich and lives in Vegas.
Ew, kissing!
PG.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the trash can.
PG, show some tit.
Exactly. Feel
one flash of the boob and one F word is a PG-15. Unless they just don't like your
you
movie.
You can
use
the F word twice, I think, in a PG-13.
Titanic is a PG-13.
Yeah, I know. But
they show some tits.
But that's artistically done.
I can't think of any other PG-13 movie that has boob in it, though.
There's a difference between
artistic... a few. Not there, anymore. It's more stricter now.
According to the ratings, there's a difference between artistic boob and sex boob.
Yeah.
So that's how they got away with it in Titanic. Sex boob can't happen in a PG-13.
Mean.
Artistic boob...
Titanic.
Titanic. That's bad. I like the way John changed
okay.
the emphasis on the syllables.
Okay. So this is the end of the movie. Obviously, we've got this far. If you've seen it before, duh.
Something's got to be done about his kids.
Right. Now, the original ending, this is where it goes Star Wars on you in a bit. The original Star Wars was released as Star Wars. There was no episode 4, no New Hope.
The license plate. Look at the license. Okay.
Right. So when it comes up, the original ending of this in the theater was there was no to be continued. There was no the end. It just did that. Right that.
Yeah.
And this is the original release. And the newer versions, when it went to HBO, cable, Showtime, whatever, and on VHS, the original version was it
Billy
said,
Zane?
To be continued.
It was Billy Zane.
Question mark.
Yeah. So they took it back out for the DVD.
Yes, because people wanted the original version.
Gotcha.
And Bob Gale, they're like, okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
Good job. Industrial Light and Magic.
Yes.
Yay. Good for them. Ken Chase, good makeup. Actually, the makeup in this movie is a lot heavier.
I know Ken. He's pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good guy. We're tight like that.
Look, assistant property master's dangerous Bob Whedon. We need to talk through the credits, too, if it's a true commentary.
Yeah.
We're going to turn down the sound a little, though, because that music's really loud.
Hopefully, with the sound being up loud enough, which was the point, too, and you can hear us.
You can hear a little bit of a match.
But you can also, you can match it for sound.
Which
so
you never know.
And Dolly Grips, Wild Will McLean.
Heck, you might not hear me at all.
No,
probably
we can
not.
Hear you.
Probably not.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I was hoping.
Hey, Ron Cobb lives in West Jeff.
That is West Jeff, Ohio.
Ohio.
O-H.
I-O.
I-O.
O-H.
I-O.
You guys are lame. Yeah, my favorite choreographer is Brad Jeffries, man. He did a fantastic job. I don't know who he is. Location manager, Paul Pav. Pav, is that Pav or Pav? How would you say P-A-V?
Pav.
Pav? Pav?
I would say Pav.
Pav,
I don't know. Jim Pesante, that's a fun name for the standby painter.
Probably Pavlovich or something.
So, obviously with the credits rolling, let's take a few moments to give our final summation of the film.
It was good.
And
I thought it was all right.
It was all right.
Yes.
Well, I'd see it again.
Would you really?
Do you think this is a good way to kick off the movie?
Oh,
that
was great.
Yeah, no. I thought so.
James Tolkien was
not Gross Point Blank, but I'd see it again.
Well, we have to see.
But it's okay.
We'll have to. I'll suggest it.
What will you suggest?
Gross Point Blank.
Gross Point Blank.
It's one of his favorite movies.
Okay. It's one of those movies that I do.
Yeah, it's No Harold and Kumar, but
I've
it's
seen it
pretty
four
good.
Times or five.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Kidding.
I'm talking about it.
Gross Point Blank is 30,000 times better than Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I watched it at home a lot, too.
Don't insult.
Back in Harold and Kumar. Music. Yeah. So I want to.
Well, Evan's one step away.
Eric Clapton, there you go.
Bill Collins.
Yes.
Hey.
Whoa. That's cool. I did not know that.
What's that?
That song by Eric Clapton was produced by Phil Collins.
We never heard the Ballad of Davy Crockett.
Yeah, we did.
Tess Parker, we did?
Yeah, we did.
I didn't hear it. Oh.
Night Train.
Marvin Berry. Excellent.
Earth Angel, Will You Be Mine. That's
Marvin Berry again.
And the Starlighters.
Johnny B. Goode, Marty McFly with the Starlighters.
Yeah, of course.
But that's not Marty McFly. Yeah, okay, yeah. Marty McFly's not real. Special thanks to a bunch of people.
All right, we're pretty much in the home stretch now, so...
Thank you for listening.
Anyone else have anything else they want to say?
We hope you join us next month for our movie, which is going to be...
Sabrina, the original film.
The original Sabrina.
Starring Humphrey Bogart.
With the Teenage Witch.
Yes, right. Not the Teenage Witch. Or with the Teenage Witch. With
right.
Wait a minute.
So, we are going to...
Let it play out.
What? This movie was fictitious? No way!
Son of a bitch.
I thought it was ruined.
Animals harmed in the making of this production?
It's not
they
all.
They did not say.
Wait for it.
Automatically, I think that they killed
Einstein was
dogs.
Einstein was
hurt.
Einstein was hurt. Right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is the Good and the Bad and the Geeky Movie Club, and you just watched Back to the Future.
Thank you much.
Listening.
See ya.